everybody. It's Wayne with Mark and Areeb, and we are so excited that you've come to watch the Eat Community Podcast. We know you're going to enjoy it. We actually did it live originally on our Eat Community webinar series, which we also invite you to come to, but you will love this podcast that you're going to be listening to right now.
Hey, everybody. How are you all doing? This is Wayne and Mark, and we are not yet at the top of the hour, but we're going to sort of get going here. Sure appreciate you all being here. And this is our Talk with Wayne session that we do on Thursdays. And I am on the road right now, and I am doing this from a hotel in Corning, California, if you want to look up a little, the name of the little place that we're at. And this picture that's on the wall behind me, right behind me, is Mount Shasta, which is a 14,000 foot elevation. We call peaks in the United States that are more than 14,000 feet, 14ers. And this is one of those. And it's 14,100 and something feet. So anyway, I'm just going to quickly look and see how everybody's doing. Would it, you put in a one if you guys are hearing us all right? And if you're not, put in a nine. And Mark, I'm just trying to know. That's not what I wanted. There is a something in the chat, and I've got several ones. Thank you from several people. Awesome. Anyway, this is going to be fun today. We don't have really specific agendas for our Talk with Wayne sessions. I always have some things prepared that I want to talk about, but nothing that's just vital. And the main idea would be to have this be a session for you. So as the name implies, Talk with Wayne. So if you've got questions for me, you can either put them in the chat, or I think, because we're using for the third week now, a new platform, we're using Ever Webinar and Webinar Jam instead of GoToWebinar or Zoom. Most of you are probably used to Zoom now, because we always talk about now Zoom calls that people have. And instead, this is another one called Webinar Jam. It's been around a while, quite a while. We've had it, but we just didn't start to use it. It's owned by the same company that makes a what's called a customer management system, CMS, called Kartra. And anyway, we think we're going to like it. We've used it 3 weeks in a row. And and I think, Mark, help me. Can we just add a microphone, and can we allow people to talk if they want to come on with us here?
Yes, we can. They need to. There's a button up on their chat that says if they want to talk, they need permission. So if they click that button, I'll just unmute them and they'll be able to talk.
Yeah, and actually it's the same as Zoom. It's a raising hand, I think. Isn't it, Mark? I see it over there on the right-hand side.
Right, yes.
Okay. Well, again, please ask questions. So if you've got something, you put it in the chat or raise your hand and I'll acknowledge you, or Mark will. I'm not going to look at that as much because I've got several things that I want to be talking with you about if you don't have questions for me. But again, most importantly would be for me to address anything that you would have. I don't think, by the way, that this is necessarily Shasta Lake. So there's a lake at the bottom of Mount Shasta that you see here below it. interestingly, I've not even turned around here in the hotel room and looked at that photo. It's huge, by the way. It's probably 4 feet wide across this way from one side to the other. Let's get my hand up where you can see it. And it's 5 or 6 feet tall. But I don't think that's Shasta Lake. And it appears, I think there is snow on Mount Shasta pretty much year round. And so I don't know what time of the year that this photo was done, but it appears like that's ice on the lake surface. Can you tell, Mark? Because from my light, it's hard to know what that is. And obviously, this lake goes up and down in level because that's the high water level where I've got my cursor right here, where that sort of whitish color is. And then I think the lake surface, which looks to me like it might be ice, is right below it here. So it was taken.
Even though the lake looks frozen, so it might even, yes.
I think it is frozen, so that's why I said it's ice. All right. Anyway, I am about 50 miles from Mount Shasta in the Sacramento Valley in a little town called Corning. And Corning is a olive capital. They grow olives here commercially, and it produces more olives and olive oil than any other region in the United States. As you probably know, the most famous olive producing places in the world are in Europe, and specifically in Italy. And there are very well-known and very valuable forms of olive oil that are produced in those areas. But there is some olive oil produced here in California. Right across the road from where my place I'm staying here is at is a place called the Olive Pit, because olives have pretty large seeds inside them that some people call pits, because if you were to eat an olive raw, which not very many people do because they're sort of bitter, but you'd have this pit that's about a quarter inch in size to spit out, to get rid of. You wouldn't want to swallow it, and I don't think you'd want to chew it. So looks like we've got a couple questions there. That my chat comes in really small, Mark, so it's really tiny on my screen. Usually, everybody, when I'm doing this for my office, I have a 42-inch screen that I am viewing it on. This is a 15-inch screen on a laptop, so the image isn't very large, so the print size is fairly small. Go ahead, Mark. Do you see one comment or question there?
Yeah, it's from Corey. And the question is, any way to get on-site Eastern Iowa design plan for 17 acres, 12?
Are wooded. I'm seeing it now.
Wooded, yeah. Looking to build a food forest. Been cleaning, and now I'm ready to start planting and ponds.
Yeah, and when you say any way to get an on-site, do you mean a review of that, or are you looking for somebody that would be able to help you with that? Because certainly we could do that if you're wanting us to, and we've got experts in all areas of food forest production. I've built several of them myself. As you know, Mark Shepherd works with us. Others that are out there that are world experts can be a part of a team. And that's a good topic to discuss, in that obviously we don't work for free. Anybody that does good work in any category of what they work in does it for free. So budgets. And yet there are ways to get huge amounts of knowledge where you don't have to spend a lot of money to get it. That's one of the reasons that we do these programs, and that we want to get experts that are willing to come on and do not just one presentation for us, but a whole series of that we then turn into courses for a relatively inexpensive price that people can buy and be able to use for their own benefit on their land. Or they might have skills themselves to where they can use it to help others. So, I see his response here that yes, need help. Well, we'll talk with you about that privately. We'd love the chance to at least let you know how we might be able to help and how, because that's a great plan, great idea. And I actually know that area pretty well. I was a college professor for some years at Augustana, which is not the one that's on the eastern side of Iowa, but actually on the western side in South Dakota. And I'm still involved in as a sort of an alumni there as a professor and have stayed involved. And then I have even closer ties to colleges and universities in Minnesota and know the area pretty well and have done projects there. And other members of our staff have done even more. So anyway, we would love to be able to help with that. So Mark, let's talk about some other topics here. World related topics, which are important right now, because I like to focus on some things. PFAS, which is the chemical out there today that is getting a lot of publicity. The U.S. is sort of taking a leadership role in making sure that PFAS guidance is being followed. Just a little bit of a review for people. PFAS is a chemical that is used in a wide variety of products, including Teflon, including a number of different types of clothing for waterproofing, for coatings to essentially make surfaces able to be used for cooking, and thus the Teflon use. And unfortunately, it appears that this chemical PFAS will go out of these kinds of materials and go into the environment, go into water, go into soils and other things. And so what I would compare it to over the last 50 years, let's say, is it's similar in terms of its potential problems to what asbestos we found created back 50, almost 50 years ago now. We started to really get concerned about asbestos in the 70s. And not even as early as the early 70s, mid to late 70s. The next one that would be similar is PCBs, which we got concerned about more recently. Another one is formaldehyde and lead. Arsenic, two metals that we got concerned about. So this chemical PFAS is one that's moving that direction. And we're keeping our eye on it. We want to be able to make our members aware of it and to know that it could be potentially a problem. So that's something that just wanted to make the community aware of. And we're going to be looking for experts. Mark, would you put up the EPN site, please, and share your screen. And I think that I want to talk about EPN just a little bit here in just a minute. So if you can just have that up, you don't have to get it up immediately, but just take the time. So PFAS is a subject from an environmental perspective. Interestingly, because of the elections and things that are going to happen here in the United States later this year, and the fact that some of us, and I'm one of them, believe this could be one of the more important elections in U.S. history, just because there's such a large diversity of opinions and views. There are a lot of other topics that are not being as widely discussed right now, especially environmental ones. And that's a little scary because there really are things we should be worried about and thinking about environmentally. And to give one example, We had a little bit of discussion about this last week. That's the fact that recently the Klamath River, which is in the western United States, not that far from where I'm at, north of me, probably 150 miles, maybe not even that far. There were dams on the Klamath River, and they were, I'm just going to use the word condemned, and they are being taken out, taken off, to where now that river, the Klamath River, will be put back into its pre-human impact mode. Mark's putting up the page here. And it's going to be allowing what we call anadromous, those fish or organisms, because it isn't just fish, but it's fish we think about mainly, that spend part of their life cycle in the ocean and part of their life cycle in freshwater. And typically, they're ones that spawn, make babies up in streams. So in this case, on the Klamath River, in different, both on the Klamath itself and on tributaries, these anadromous fish, which are for the most part salmon and trout, will breed, and then their young will go downstream, get carried downstream, mainly by the currents, go into the oceans. They'll mature, and 3 to 4 years later, so it's not just an overnight situation, they migrate back, and they breed at the same place they were born. And most of these anadromous species, the parents will die after they spawn, so they only breed once. And so the adult salmon and trout, which we call steelhead, are historically are harvested after they've bred before Caucasians became involved, by Native Americans. They were a very big, important food stock for those humans in the areas where this phenomenon occurs. And it actually occurs all up and down the Pacific coast, and it probably stops somewhere north of the Southern California area, Santa Barbara, Los Angeles, San Diego, because the water temperatures get too warm there. So you don't have the same kinds of fish. But from there north all the way to northern end of North America, in Alaska and Canada, there this phenomena that I'm talking about is occurring. The fact that this very controversial occurrence has happened with the dams being removed from the Klamath River is a big deal environmentally, because it's even more controversial regarding the dams that are on the Snake River and the Columbia system. And there are those people that argue that those dams on the Snake should be removed. And last week in our Talk with Wayne section, 2 weeks ago actually, we did quite a bit of discussion about that topic. So anyway, I just wanted to quickly bring up that event is happening. I'm now actually visiting that area. And so we're seeing that impact. And hopefully that'll get a little bit more press moving ahead. Right now it's not getting a lot of press. So you see Mark's cursor moving around there. This is our Environmental Professionals Network community site. And Mark, is this our WordPress site or our site on Kajabi?
This is Kajabi.
Okay, so why don't you scroll down just a little bit. So we are in the process, and stay right there, of forming something that is going to be unique. It's going to be a whole new paradigm in providing services in a professional manner in business. And this has a little relevance to the question that was raised earlier about helping with a plan for food for us. I strongly believe, and I've stated this many times, so this shouldn't be news to any of you that have been around me and the EAT community, that for the most part, professionals charge too much for their services. It's not that they charge too high of a rate, an hourly rate, although in some cases they do that also. But more often than not, they overbill. And they overbill because they don't work in small organizations. They work in very big organizations with lots of employees. And they have very expensive office buildings that typically are part of their business. They have really high cost for some of their overhead. They, for example, will travel extravagantly when they could use different ways to travel and not spend as much money. They're not at all careful about how they treat their customers, because their customers just get used to paying the rates that they pay. And that is typical of, notice I've not said environmental consulting yet, of any industry that provides professional services. So the ones that are the most obvious in that realm are accounting, legal, medical. Let's just say those. Environmental is a very small industry relative to any one of those. And yet there are some very, very large companies, in the environmental area that provide services at what I believe are much higher than they need to be pricing. So we are forming the Environmental Professionals Network to make the use of professional services much more affordable for clients. And we're doing it by eliminating those things that cause rates that are charged to customers to be as high as they are. One of them is getting rid of brick and mortar. In today's world, with the internet being what it is, and by the way, I had a light here that just went out, and I'm going to take a tiny little walk. So we're going to move my background a little and turn this light back on. It just goes on and off. There it went on back by itself. It's a light that's actually over the restroom area of where I'm at in this facility. So it is, it turns off with a timer. And that's economic, by the way. It's a smart thing to be doing. But most environmental consultants charge 3x of what the consultants themselves that they're using and hiring are getting paid to their clients, 3 times that. So if a person doing a project, let's just say it's a food forest evaluation, a professional is getting paid $100 an hour for that, which is probably a reasonable amount, if not on the low side. Mark Shepard's rates would be 3x of that in most cases. The company would actually bill 3 times that. So they bill $300 an hour. And they bill that because historically the reason for that markup, that 3x, is that's what it takes to pay for mainly their brick and mortar costs, their offices and their overhead, all the costs for people that work at those consulting businesses that aren't doing anything to create value. They're just there. So a large consulting business, let's say 100 plus people, will have 50 or 60 of those. Let's say it's 100 people. Let's just stay with that number. 50 to 60 of their staff, maybe as much as 70, are operating in the actual consulting area. They're generating their services, providing their services to the clients to do whatever the projects that are needed. The other 30 to 40 people are both administrative. They're the ones that are providing report preparation services, accounting services, human relations services, all those kinds of things. And that's a portion of that 30 to 40 people who aren't, as we use the term, billable. They cannot be billed their time. In this new concept that Environmental Professionals Network, EPN, as we call it, is going to use, there won't be any of those costs. There won't be the need for those people. It's going to be the professionals themselves that are doing those kinds of services. There'll be a little bit, but it'll be tiny. For what would have taken 10 people administratively to do, maybe we get done by one rather than 10. The other group in that 30 to 40 who aren't billable are the ones that really cause the price to go up. They're typically the founders of those companies or the senior executives who sit in offices, high-priced offices with very expensive furniture, and don't do any billable work. They maybe review reports in some cases. Mostly, though, they're, sorry to say it, they're just extra weight. They're extra costs. And that's the business model that's been used for years in all kinds of professional advising and consulting services. So, as I mentioned, the others are much bigger: accounting, legal, medical, all those other fields. We're not going to have that with EPN. So if a project costs $100 to do per hour for the person doing the work, we're going to mark it up a little, but not 3x, not three times. So instead of $100, instead of $300 an hour, for example, that was being billed, it probably is going to be $120, $130, something like that. So a much smaller percentage, because we aren't going to have the overhead of the administrative staff and the executives that are involved in the organization. And you've heard me say this, and I mean it more and more every day. You are living, you are in the, right now, if you're on this, at this webinar, and you're involved today in your life, in business in any way, you're living at a time when maybe the most life-changing event in the last 100 years is occurring, in my opinion, and that's AI, artificial intelligence. And I don't just mean what you might know of, which is ChatGPT or some of those just wordsmithing things, but I'm talking about Elon Musk, for example, predicting that by 2029, so that's 6 years, 5 years from now, that artificial intelligence will have more information in its brains than all the human beings in the world. And apologize, but there's a little bit of talk in the hallway outside my room. I hope you're not hearing that too loud, but I don't, there's nothing that I can do about it. I think they're walking out in the hallway. Anyway, that's either scary or it's exciting. I'm an optimist, and I'm going to say it's exciting. I think that it could mean some very positive things. So we are forming EPN right now, and we're out marketing projects, and we need professionals. We need people to join. So notice here, it says, click here to become an EPN free member. Mark, click there. Let's just see what that, let's just show people what it takes to do and how harmless and easy this is. So Mark's doing what you would do if you went to this site, which, by the way, you can get there at environmentalprofessionalsnetwork.com, or is it EPN Network? Mark, what's our word? What's our, this site is what it's, what's its URL? By the way, it went away, Mark. So I think you need to bring that back up, whatever came. So
yeah.
It's showing me.
I'll bring this back up. I'll go to the form that you fill up. Yeah.
Yep, there it is. All right, so all you do is put your email address and your first and last name, and it says it's free. There aren't any, there's no upsells here. It's not trying to get you anything more. So make up a name, Mark. That's one of the things that we are able to do here. We can make fakes. So just do something, Mark, and fill it out, and then click again, and let's just see what you get from there, just to show you that. You missed something.
Yep. Maybe I agree.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well, I think they only put one name in, Mark. It said first and last name. So maybe it's just, these things are kind of smart, everybody. I think it just because he didn't have two names there.
So I have read and agreed all these things.
Something's still missing. What else do we have here? What's now?
I check this one.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe we've got a problem here. Maybe we're learning something here, everybody, which is be a good thing. It's always good to learn. Are there any other comments, Mark? I don't see any others here in the chat. So.
Okay. So let's see.
We need to check this out. This should be taking us there. Don't know why this is not doing this. We're not. This isn't live yet, everybody. So don't worry about it. We're building this right now. Speaks.
So,
what does it say there? I can't. You've agreed. The red in the red. I have read and I agree.
Yeah, right here. Okay.
You missed the second check mark. Okay. Right. So it's not broken.
Okay. There it is. So now they need more information.
Yeah, and that's because it wants you to set your account up. So you're going to get, and this will get you into actually the home site.
Yeah. So I'll just type in
first and last name, first there. I've been on the road for a week as of today, and I'm getting what they call hat hair. I wash my hair, obviously, but it's still. So Mark's just putting in a name and password. This is all there is to this. So you just first you need your first and last name. Okay, welcome to have you with us. So now Mark uses something. Let's stop there. We highly recommend, and we've been using it how long now, Mark? 6 or 7 years that we've been using LastPass?
Right. Yep. Several years.
Yep. By the way, that went to that other screen that just came up on Mark's because there's a feature built in here that if you just quit at this point and leave the page, it actually brings what's called a drop down in to just sort of encourage you to get involved. So now, if Mark clicks on back to home, let's see where it takes him. All right, so that just took him back to the main page, but now he should have gotten an email. And you don't need to show your emails, Mark, but why don't you just read what you see that you got from the email?
So, okay. So I'm just opening up my email and it says confirmation for purchase and then congratulations. Thank you for purchasing EPN free membership, including registration documents by Environmental Professional Network Community. You can log in with your email and password at this link below, and there's a link.
Okay, so why don't you click on that? We're not showing you the email because we don't want to show you all of Mark's emails. But so Mark is doing that now, and the next screen he's going to get is what you would get as you actually became directly involved.
So now I need to log in with my password. And what I get is give me a second.
Mark is just going to show us what you get, because we're going to do the same thing with the EAT community, because I'm going to make a statement to you here that I think will surprise you, those of you that are here on this webinar. So Mark's just typing this in. Yeah. It's his screen, so I didn't want to grab the screen because it's easier for me to talk when not having to worry about going to the screen. Yeah, you should maybe.
I should go to my library.
Right, just go to your library.
Yep, so it'd be easier instead of.
Once you've become a member, it goes into your library. So he's now a free member of VPN.
Yeah, I can go to the dashboard and. What is up here?
These are all just what's available for people. And again, we're going to have all these different types of memberships that people can have. So what we're focusing on right now are the top ones that Mark went by. Student, which we're going to make for a while. All these, by the way, are going to be free for a period of time. Eventually, they will charge money, but the top three here are the ones that our professionals will be in. So these would be the people that would be doing projects for EPN as we conduct environmental projects. And we do it for much lower rates than any of the others. So let's look at associate. Just go click on that, enter the site, Mark, and just see where it takes you. Are there any other comments that I'm not seeing, Mark, other than the ones from Corey?
Oh, let me check. So I'll go and check the comment. So it looks like, okay, Corey says, perfect, thank you. And that's all for comments. So again.
Yeah, and I think Mark, you're not able to enter that because you haven't signed up. Try the free one. Go into the free one, which is you have signed up for.
Here it is.
And it just gives you a number of things, and the biggest thing you get is just. Scroll down, Mark. This is something that we spend a good amount of money for, is resources. Click on the resources down there. You get a free book. You actually get a couple of them, potentially. And no, three even. We actually added another one. And then the last one is what I really want you to get down to, Mark. Keep scrolling down. Maybe it's on page two. It's actually, or do is it at this level? Will the bid net, I want to just show them the bid net, the list of projects. You know, it could be you have to be an advisor level member. Again, we're putting all this together. So I think that it's not a resource for the free level at this point. So we don't really, we're going to want our professionals, the people that are going to be providing work to others, to be members as either advisors or associates. And when you do that, you get an immediate benefit, which is you will find out about every government project that's provided, that's being bid throughout the entire United States. And whether it's a city, a county, a state, or the Fed or a federal project. Literally thousands of projects. And we go through those and screen them, and we make them available to where you might get a source of business you wouldn't otherwise be able to get. That's something that would cost you enough, so much, I don't want to just throw out a number, that you'd never do it unless you were one of these bigger firms that had 100 people or more. And we're doing it. We're doing it for you. And that only adds a little bit of additional overhead when you spread it out over a lot of businesses. And let's see, it's 3:40. We've got about 20 minutes left. Please, anybody, if you've got questions or comments, throw them in. Mark, let's go to the EAT site now. And yeah. EAT free. Let's now, yeah, EAT free. So the EAT site, which is where we archive all of these presentations that are done. And we've had, I think, over 1,700 that have been done in the 7.5 years now. We will have our 8th anniversary in June. And we started June 6th, 2016, and doing these presentations that people can attend for free. And that we're just showing you, if you registered for this webinar, you are also automatically made a free member of the EAT Free community. And again, you get a number of benefits. And what surprises us all the time is how many of our members have no idea that they get these benefits. Because, and we know they must not have any idea, because they never, ever come to the site. They join and they've never been here. So I'm not going to play this video, but there's a short little video there for 20 minutes that give, no, is it 20 or 11? 11 minutes that get, you can get all the knowledge you need about how to use the site. And then down below, keep scrolling down now, Mark. Of the 1,700 or so of these presentations we've done, there is now below here a category and then a table of contents. And let's just go to the table of contents. Mark, something's screwy, by the way. Go back up. So let's go back a page. We do need to, we're always catching mistakes. Notice the calendar isn't right there on that, in the sidebar there. That's something we need to change. And listed below here now are and the ones that you will be able to see are the ones that are in blue. The ones that are in orange, if you check on them, and we're going to do that in a minute, but look, this is just, we're barely getting started here. Mark's going to just scroll a little bit more. These are all Mark Shepherd's presentations here. We are, there are 40 of them, and then a bunch of Q&As, and then also a whole bunch of case studies that Mark did for all over the world. So you can go ahead and stop there, Mark, but everything in blue, you can watch. So click on just the top one there, whatever, this Michael Judd. One of the things about Webinar Jam is that once you change from one form to another, you have to actually bring it up. So here's a presentation that Michael did. And if you click on the play button there, which Mark's not going to do, it'll start to play. But then in many cases, we actually have edited these to a certain degree. And if you go down a little further on the page, there might even be a transcript or a ability to just listen to it like you would a podcast. And this would have been the edited version of a webinar, a podcast that we did with Michael Judd. And when was that one done, Mark? 11/10/21. And they're typically an hour long. And there are lots of them, 1,700 or more. And people don't come and get this. This is free. And these are world class. This fella, and I'm sorry, I don't remember all of these, but he is a world expert in regenerative agriculture. And I know a lot of those folks. I don't know this guy. So just real quick, Mark. I don't think that the audience is going to be able to hear it, but just click on play. I'll keep talking, but I think it will actually be in the background. And if you notice, this is one where the host was not me. Is that Aaron? Who's the host there? Is that Sierra? Mark, I can't tell from the picture.
That's Sierra.
Okay. And my light went off again over here. I'm going to walk for a second. So that this is just scroll to the end of it, Mark, just show how long it is. You can just scroll. No, yeah, there. Just take it down. So there's 52 minutes. So it's just a little tad over an hour. So that's one thing you get to have. What we then do is we take these. I'm going to go over and turn this light back on again. Just move for a second. What we do is we edit these and we turn them into specific courses. And this is free for you. But if you really want to dive in and get deep in knowledge, you would want to take one of these specific courses. So, Mark, why don't you bring up the environmental consulting, because that's the one that we're just getting finished and getting ready to put out into the market. By the way, this sweater that I'm wearing today, that little logo right there is a sideways S. I got this in Oslo, no, not even Oslo. I got it in a coastal town on the Arctic coast of Norway on the longest day of the year. I don't remember what year it was. It's been 10 plus years ago. June 22nd or 23rd, when pretty much is light all day in this northern Norwegian area. And I was there visiting a eco lodge in that part of the world. And this was a present that we got for being there. So I was there to speak to them, to the people that were there. So Mark, go ahead and bring up when you get ready, bring up the ecological consulting, environmental consulting course that we're working on, getting ready to be finished with. And we're going to use a little different format for it. Notice this one. And I'm curious if you just, as you just scan it, notice that there's a sidebar over on the left where it's got all the, I'll just call it the table of contents. This is what a lot of people are using now, rather than the whole page like you saw on the other one. There still is a right-hand sidebar. None of this is finished yet, as you can see. Where we're actually going to be able to gamify, which is a big deal now in the internet world, to use games to get people motivated to do things when you have courses for them. So I think Mark's already got all the episodes in here, so you could just pick one, Mark, which just go under data collection, just go to one of those. So again, this is now the video that you would have, and we try to keep these 20 minutes or less. This one's right around that, 21 minutes, because that's about what people's concentration, good concentration time is. So on this particular lesson of this course, you'd be watching a 21-minute session, and it's on data collection. We're not going to play it because I don't think you'd hear it anyway. Keep scrolling down, Mark, on this page. So here's now just a summary of what it is you're going to be learning. You can also just listen if you, let's say, driving down the road. And that's the end of it for this page.
So go ahead. Yeah, we're going to add a transcript to this video so they can also get the written transcript as they watch it. So it's two ways to get in.
Correct. Yeah. And that transcript is available now, and the way we were able to do it is by AI. We can actually use AI to create the transcript directly from the people talking. This is me. This is my course. I taught this course. So if we were to play this 21-minute piece here, that came from one hour session that I had done, and Mark broke it apart into approximately 20 minute pieces. So this is probably one of that particular session's talks that I gave. Anyway, that's the last step of what we do in the whole process. We create courses. So we go from the free that you get just by coming and watching us do these to the actual topics that we put professionally made and something that will help you to where you can provide, get enough knowledge that you might even be able to skip going to college for something, for example. That's what we hope down the road to be the case. Um, So we've got about 7 or 8 minutes left here. I just want to make sure if anybody's got questions that they put those in. Why don't you put in some ones if this has been helpful for you, by the way.
So there's one more question. So so Corey says, I'm definitely interested in helping in the Midwest.
Okay, awesome. What's your expertise, Corey? Just put in what's your specialty? What is it that you are an expert in? Mark, while he's thinking about that, let's go to one more page to end up the day. Let's go to one of Mark Shepard's sessions. Or Elaine Ingham. Let's go to an Elaine Ingham session. Elaine Ingham has been by far our most popular speaker. Elaine's spoken with us 5 or 6 times. I'm always forgetting whether it was 5 or 6. Every time she spoke, we had more than 1,000 people on every one of those sessions. We overbooked our system. Our system can have up to 1,000 guests at one time. And she had more than that. And we had people waiting to get in until somebody dropped off. Anyway, I was just going to quickly show that. That's something, because what we didn't show is right now we have what's called Eat Elite that you can also become a member of. And that either you can buy it on a monthly basis, which we call Eat Pro. And it's not expensive. It's $9.99 a month, $10 a month. Or we have a one-time fee basis that's anywhere from $750 to $1,000, depending on the bonuses that you get. And how many did she do for us there, Mark? Did you already break these up? You probably did, didn't you?
Some of them were like 2 hour long, so I did part one and two out of the long videos. But these are mostly 1 hour, as it is, and then the 2 hour longs are now part one, two, and three. So she did like really long sessions with Q&A.
Right. By the way, Corey says that his expertise is in heavy construction, which is awesome. Carpentry. Those are great skills for us to add to the community. So as we talk to you, Corey will tell you more about, but you should go into EPN and Environmental Professionals Network and just sign up for free. And then we'll know that you're somebody that is going to be interested in providing these kinds of services for our whole community. And our whole community is not trivial, everybody. We have over 33,000 members on a worldwide basis. And not all of them are active. Matter of fact, most of them are not. That's what's a little discouraging at times, because a lot of the people just don't get involved because they don't have the time, or there's lots of reasons. And we just want to try to encourage more and more people, because the world really needs what the kinds of things are that we're doing and a number of others are doing out there in the world today. So we are coming up to the top of the hour, and I'm going to see if there's any other questions. Mark, do you see anything else?
I think we're all caught up on questions.
Okay. Well, I think tomorrow we have a replay, so it's not live, but we have a replay webinar being done that Mark will put on by Mark Shepard. It's one of the ones. It's one that you wouldn't get in our free course. You'd have to be able to join as an EAT Elite member. So it is one that it'd be fairly unique. It was only played once previously. By the way, that's a finger that I whacked with something doing carpentry. And the fingernail is going to fall off at some point, I think.
Well, it turned black.
Yeah, it's turning black. Mark, what session? What are you doing tomorrow? Which Mark Shepherd one is tomorrow?
I will do one of the. I think it's 11. I'm not sure, but session 11 or 17, somewhere there. But I just picked one. Random session. So we used to do this. Like we used to play. Before we did one replay session where I played in succession, like 1, 2, 3, 4, in that order. But now I'm just picking randomly because that way we get more curiosity from people who wants to get the whole course, and then they get ahead on the course, and then. You know, they might be interested to get the whole thing and buy it.
All right. Well, we are at the top of the hour here. And like I said, we like to keep it to this time unless we've got a lot of other questions. And we do go over sometimes, but it doesn't look like we're going to today. I hope everybody has an amazing week. Do something at Colonomic. We didn't use that word hardly today. Help some other people make some money. You make some yourself, making the planet better.
Hey, everybody. I bet you enjoyed that immensely. That was one of our most amazing presentations here at the EAT community. Please look forward to our next podcast in the very near future, and we look forward to seeing you again on the EAT Community Podcast.